Blog Talk Radio.
Back here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, and we have on the phone with us today Mr. Scott Ibeck. Scott, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. Now, Scott is going to be participating in a pretty cool little concert here very soon at the McPherson Opera House in the great city of McPherson, Kansas. I believe that concert is the 26th, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Saturday the 26th.
Saturday the 26th, you're going to be doing a live CD, DVD, basically a live recording of the whole shebang, my man.
Absolutely. I'm extremely excited about it. We've got an incredible videographer flying out from California, Lava Films, and he's going to be bringing 3 HD cameras. We've got a live record set up through the Opera House, and then we're going to be recording on a world-class consoles, and it's really all about the audience. You know, we need to have a great turnout for this show. The show is really about capturing what I do live. I've been on tours throughout all of 2012 and starting up here again in 2013, and couldn't be more excited about performing from this one.
We've got Scott Ibeck with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, and I wanted to have Scott on this week, one, to talk about this concert, two, I want to talk to you about media marketing and musician marketing, because you are the man when it comes to this stuff. Just the reputation that you've built up in the industry is just absolutely amazing. Scott, talk to me a little bit about your background. How did you get started doing music, my friend? Here on the big broadcast, is going to be performing at the McPherson Opera House in the great city of McPherson, Kansas, on the 26th of January. It's going to be a heck of a show. Scott, talk to me a little bit here about this book. We kind of touched on it there a little bit, but talk to me about some of the things that you put in this book. This is just an amazing resource for people.
Yeah, Yeah, it's truly, I've worked on the product for about 5 years, and I toured and built tours on my own for years before I was ready to publish this. And it really is a primer for the artists that are looking to take their band to the national stage or even to the regional stage. It teaches you how to book your own shows as a tour manager or a booking agent would do for you. And it really just presents all the different opportunities for live performances, everything from charity performances to, landing shows at hot rock clubs to getting involved in the college market, which is a really great market for independent artists. And it just goes into I basically survey the landscape of the business from a live performance perspective. In addition to that, I touch on advertising, marketing, and promotions, which is a huge and important part of any act that's looking to take it to the next level. And there's a lot that goes into it, understanding what you need to do, and just being active in terms of getting on radio interviews, getting articles written about your act when you're going to be in the area of a big show, just networking with different professionals in the industry. There's so much, information out there that can benefit the independent artist. And then, of course, there's the legal side of the business. And since I have my doctorate in law and I've run this business for years, I consider myself an expert. Not only approach the performance contract and give templates of performance contract, which will enable musicians to secure their gig fees, in writing. But in addition to that, there are also a tremendous amount of paperwork. There is a tremendous amount of paperwork that happens outside of performance contracts, so contracts within the band, even your faxes and even confirming oral contracts through emails. You just want to take care of yourself in every respect that you can, in terms of protecting your income, your hard work, and your music card. And my book teaches you from start to finish how to make it happen. It teaches you about the gear that you need. It teaches you about how to plan a schedule, which is an art in itself, because things are often changing over the course of a 3-month tour. You've got to start about 6 months in advance. I really walk you through from start to finish planning your first tour or making your subsequent tours better, more functional, more profitable, and overall give you the best chance to succeed in the business.
We've got Scott Ibex with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, and it's an interesting time in the music world. I know that there's a lot of independent artists that are doing things like house shows, house concerts. They're not needing the traditional booking route. They're not needing the traditional route to do things. One of my good friends, Anthony Gomes, got to be number one Billboard blues artist and doesn't even have a record label. The guy is amazing, and what you're doing coming up at the McPherson Opera House on the 26th in the great city of McPherson, Kansas, recording this live DVD-CD combination without a major label behind you and doing everything independently is absolutely amazing, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. It's a great honor, to be performing at an opera house. I have performed at the best centers and the world-class casinos, and I've definitely performed on big stages before. But, I perform a really unique and specific style of instrumental music that features what I call acoustic tapping. It basically layers percussive lines over simultaneous lead lines using tonal harmonics. And it's been really, really a joy and an incredible experience to perform this all over the country on large stages, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be bringing this to McPherson and to the Opera House. We're going to have superior acoustics, and I really just can't wait for the 26th. I've been practicing really hard. We're going to be featuring some new 12-string material, neoclassical oriented 12-string material, in addition to a lot of brand new material and a lot of things that I have incorporated in my live show, which haven't been featured on my records as well. So it's really an incredible project. It's an incredible opportunity. And it is really, truly amazing what independent artists are doing today. It's true that you don't need the industry has just shifted to the point where independent artists have You can do so much with hard work and a dream and talent. And, I'm really proud to be living proof of that.
We've got Scott Ibex with us today. Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents. And Scott is an amazing artist. I wanted to get him on this week to talk music marketing and how to brand yourself and all these different things. And this book is absolutely amazing. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things in the music industry, that some of the hard lessons you had to learn that you put into this book. Talk to me about the process of tackling the internet. I know that I speak with local and unsigned bands constantly, and they'll tell me, they're on Reverb Nation, or they have a Facebook page, or there's some of them that are still on MySpace, and things of that nature. Talk to me a little bit, without giving away too much from the book, because obviously we want people to buy the book. Talk to me a little bit about the market aspect online and what you found that has worked and what you have found that has just severely been a failure for you in your music career.
Absolutely. That's a really great question. And most of, your opportunity from a budget perspective and, not having the capital that all these larger labels have and can put behind you for promotion is on the internet. And there are so many incredible sites out there on the internet that can really help independent artists. One of my favorite sites is Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation is a site that allows you to build a user-friendly webpage that can feature your YouTube products, MP3s, allow you to sell your albums, feature an artist bio, press photos, even offer an electronic press kit, which you can submit to festival entries. And it really, really just provides an incredibly clean and professional format. It's 100% free unless you choose to use some of the additional services like the electronic press kit. And it's a really, really wonderful, it's what MySpace should have been, in my opinion. And MySpace just really never got there. And there was a lot of changes in who owned that company. And, I personally had difficulty editing my own particular site. That's when I started with Wizards. Now, should you still be on there? Absolutely. Most important point behind my advertising marketing promotions plan is to try to build a presence on as many sites as you can without spreading yourself too thin. Facebook is another incredible marketing tool for bands out there, and they have really great music sites that can also link up with Reverb Nation and other websites out there. You can contact directly your friends, the most popular social networking site in the world. You should definitely build a page on there, of course. And then, in addition to that, you have a central website of your own that you can and should build. And there's really, things like Last.fm, Pandora, getting involved with that. You're able to get royalties off of this if you associate with, BMI, and that there's an online royalty company now run through the Library of Congress. There's CSAC. There are so many various opportunities out there to get royalties. And then, of course, the grassroots aspect of marketing is really important. There's a lot to be said for still being in, getting newspaper articles written about the band when you're getting into different areas where you don't have a huge fan base, getting really good concert art posters, using your own shows as promotional opportunities to promote the next show on tour, making sure that your mailing list is circulating after your performances so that you can continue to build your presence in your fan base online and continue to just have everybody be able to interact with your group and see what you're doing and really, really build a buzz. And that's really what advertising, marketing, and promotions are about. And the internet has so much opportunity to benefit independent artists. It's a really incredible time in the music business from that perspective.
We have Scott Ibex joining us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, talking about his incredible book that he has out there about music marketing. Also, he has a tremendous event planned for the McPherson Opera House in McPherson, Kansas on the 26th of January. It's going to be a live DVD-CD combination, and going to be using those fabulous acoustics at the Opera House and the fabulous setting to put together an incredible package. Now, talk to me a little bit about where you see your music career going now that you've sort of armed yourself with all this knowledge. Where are you headed in the future?
Well, I am the type of artist that is truly in it for the art, and I really follow my muse. And one of the great benefits to me of having creative control of all of my art and all of my music is that I really get to follow a two-way walk. And you know, my music continuously has changed since I released my first album back in 2006. It was recorded. It's called At Love New Dawn. Back then, it was singer-songwriter. I released another album, I recorded another album, and recently released it, a folk record called 1968 that was done on classical guitar, and that was vocals, more of a folk project. And then I've really gotten into instrumental, high-level instrumental music, real classical music, which will be excellent to be featuring at the Opera House here, and it's acoustic tapping music, and you know, that labels like Candidate Records, they really kind of feature this type of music, and it's becoming very popular on YouTube, even though it is the most market. So, you know, I'm going to be featuring a lot of that, and I'm just following my news. I've actually, believe it or not, I'm working on a ballet with a score to it, and with a full, you know, a chamber orchestra based around really modern themes. I'm going to be featuring some of the real classical and acoustic tapping music, and then also a lot of piano, which I've been playing my whole life as well. And then we're going to be, you know, arranging accompaniment with I have a creative partner out in Ohio that's working with me on this, and it's really just another opportunity to what I call medium fusion, which is something that I think is incredibly interesting. Just putting the poetry and putting, you know, a performance art and a dance to music, and really just continuing to grow and continuing to explore different musical themes. I mean, I strictly just want to continue on my path, and you know, a lot of inspiration comes to me just as a part of my life, as part of who I am. And my goal is just to simply continue creating new music and continuing and to continue growing with it, and continuing, hopefully, you know, playing to larger audiences that can appreciate and get a lot of enjoyment out of the music that I've written.
Scott Ibex joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. He's got a tremendous event coming up on the 26th of January at the McPherson Opera House in the great city of McPherson, Kansas. And he's going to be doing a live CD-DVD combination. He's written a book. He's an incredible author. He's a music marketing master, and I wanted to have him on today to talk about some of the different things that he's done in his career and what he's done to help people along. I spoke, I believe it was last year, with one of the top independent hip hop artists in the country, Tech N9ne, out of Kansas City, and I asked him the same question I'm going to ask you, which is what is the most important thing that musicians miss when they start doing music? And he said licensing. He said make sure that you get everything lined up so you can get your royalties and money coming in, because he goes, basically free money. What would your advice be to some of the people out there that are just started in music and don't really know where they're going? What is the most important thing that you found that they should be doing as well?
Well, yeah, I can agree that licensing is really important from a business perspective. I mean, certainly you want to have, and that's something that my book touches on a lot, is really the legal aspect and you know, how the music business works. And you know, there are a lot of great organizations out there like BMI and ASCAP and a lot of organizations. And now there's an internet organization too that is congressionally approved, which will allow you to get the royalties from online airplay. You can run a lot of that through your distributors as well. There's CD Baby and TuneCore, popular digital distributors. Understanding that there's a lot more going on in the music business than simply going out and playing a great show, taking care of everything you can. client loyalty to every part of the business. You have to be involved in it, you have to be supervising it, you have to understand that there's a lot of work outside of just making great music that's going to take your act to the next level on the national stage. And if the national stage is where you want to go, you really have to educate yourself as to what's important in the industry. And my book definitely teaches you how to do that.
We've got Scott Ibex with us today. January 26th in the great city of McPherson, Kansas, he will be performing live and recording a gigantic CD-DVD combination. And talk to me a little bit about the marketing for something like this, because you're doing all of this yourself. You don't have a gigantic budget. You don't have a record label behind you saying, you know, what do you want, what do you need to do? If someone, an independent artist or someone of that nature, wanted to do a similar project like you're doing, take me through the steps of what that would be like. Did you get a hold of John Holacek at the Opera House first, or did you decide, hey, I need to get the DVD team together? Take me through the process here.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing you want to do is plan a show like this well in advance. You know, you need a few months leeway in order to get everything in order for a big production like this. So I went ahead and agreed to terms with the Opera House for this performance. You know, from there, it's really about the promotion. You know, it's important to be on radio shows like your excellent radio show. It's important to have a street team out there. I've got a street team that I've networked. They will be on the streets and, you know, selling tickets and promoting the music. And we're doing promotions and giving away free tickets. I've got posters all over the area that will be visible over the course of the next 2 weeks in local shops all throughout McPherson and Newton. I'm networking with the college, and we've run special student rates for the shows. So they get a great deal, and we're hoping to encourage a lot of students from Wichita State and friends and a lot of the great colleges out there to come to the show. It really does require a team effort in terms of networking with creative liaisons, the video folks, and then the audio folks. You just have to contact everybody. You got to make those connections, and then you got to find the right people to work with, people that you feel comfortable. As an artist, you have a lot on your plate. And you really need to be focused on the stage, so make a plan. And the more you have everything in order, have all the flights booked for the video people to come in, all the hotels booked, network with the audio people. We're doing a sound check, an extended sound check, and setting up all the recording gear Friday night before the show with the folks from the Opera House as well. You know, you just got to really dot all your I's and cross all your T's. And it's a process, and you should have all that set up a couple of weeks beforehand. I've got all the wheels turning, and we've got everybody working on this show to make it a success. And you really just have to knock out one thing after another. You can put a schedule to your schedule-oriented person, or you can just understand, okay, these are all the various tasks that I have to accomplish in order to get this show the best chance for success, in order to have the best audience that we can have in there. And, I'm greatly appreciative to everybody that I've worked with out there in Kansas. And one of the reasons that I did pick this venue is because I do play all over the country, and I know folks in Kansas are really great, good-hearted people, and they really appreciate talent, and I know that everybody's going to be there that night, and we're going to have a successful event, that's where you want to be 2 weeks before the show. You want to be practicing any new material, and you want to have everything with all the recording people and teachers. And when it shows up at the performance, you can just be an artist. Take care of everything beforehand. Be an artist on the night of the show. That is, to me, the most important thing to do, is just use your time wisely and plan it well in advance.
We've got Scott Ibex joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. It's always a good time to talk with a great music marketer such as yourself and all the amazing things that you're doing. One of the biggest things that he's doing is January 26th, McPherson Opera House in the great city of McPherson, Kansas. You can get more information online as well, and it's going to be a live DVD-CD combination recorded live that evening. Talk to me about what you are, what you're going to be doing after this. What is the process that you have to do once all of the hard work is done of scheduling and actually doing the DVD-CD? What are the steps after that?
Well, after that, you know, it's really it's a judgment call from the artist from a production standpoint. And I am the type of artist that likes to be really, really involved with all of the projects that I release, you know, from an audio standpoint, from a mixing standpoint. I spent a tremendous amount of time in the studio producing my own records, along with other excellent producers that I work with, also video editing as well. And I've worked with a lot of different video editors, and the editor that sent me the show, his name is Kelly Linus. He works with Lava Films. He's a good friend of mine. And, you know, to us, it's really, it's more than an artistic vibe. And I think the best for all artists to consider, it's to eliminate any type of monetary stress from situations as much as possible, and work with people whose, you know, quality work you trust, and for the right reasons. And so, after this show, I'm going to be working with him specifically. We're going to be editing all the footage for a professional DVD together. We've worked with him before. I'm also going to be taking the audio footage to work with a primary engineer out in California, a guy by the name of Ryan Burrell, who is nothing short of a miracle worker in the studio in terms of his ability to mix and create the exact types of sounds that I'm looking for. Feature on my record. So between the three of us, we will be kind of, you know, breaking down and boiling down all of the footage and putting it into the professional product, mixing it, mastering it, editing it. There's a great mastering house that I use out of England as well. And so there's a lot of work to be done after the fact, after the show is complete, but it's work that I do with joy with all the people that I work with. But, and it's a big part of the reason that I work so hard and that I enjoy my, everything in my career outside of just the performance aspect itself. I really do enjoy making the records, and now, you know, the first full-length DVD is also going to be a great joy as well, because I know who I'm working with. I know the great people, talented people, and it's really exciting.
We've got Scott Ibex with us today, January 26th in the great city of McPherson, Kansas. He will be recording a DVD/CD combination. It is a gigantic undertaking. He's also an incredible author. He's got a tremendous book out there where he covers everything that he's learned and has been passed on to him over the years. Scott, before I let you go, my friend, talk to me real quick about some of the musicians that you have playing with you that evening.
Absolutely. You know, we've been through a lot of different, I've been working with a lot of different musicians for this show, and I was originally going to have a violinist come with me, and she's run into some difficult situation in life, so she's no longer going to be accompanying me on a couple of the tracks. I am most likely going to have a percussion accompaniment during the show, hopefully featuring a lot of the music that I performed on my Gratitude Tour, which is a three-month national tour. But it's really going to be about the guitar, you know, and I'm going to be featuring a lot of solo guitar work, because it's so intricate what I'm doing that I just realized kind of especially in the development of a lot of new material, that when you're finger-picking and finger-style guitar, but it doesn't necessarily call for a lot of additional accompaniment. And so, you know, I hope to be featuring some percussion, but, you know, we're just going to be kind of seeing what is going to serve the music best and the show best, because this is a professional record that I'm releasing. And I don't want to take away so much from, you know, the hard work that I've done, and I want the finger style music dying appropriately. So, you know, it will be scaled down from what it originally was going to be, but the music is going to be even better. And it's something that I've performed professionally for years, and it's a judgment call that I've made on this album.
We've got Scott Ibex joining us today, January 26th in the great city of McPherson, Kansas, at the McPherson Opera House. He will be performing a live DVD, CD recording session, basically, and you can get tickets online. You can also get more information by heading over to Scott's website. And Scott, before we let you go, my friend, if people want to get a hold of you for the book, or they want to talk to you about some of the things you've talked about today as far as music marketing, how exactly do people get a hold of you, my friend?
Absolutely. Well, my central website is zebergrayson.com/ScottIdex. That's S-C-O-T-T-I-D-E-X. You can always reach me through there. All my shows for the tours are listed on that website. And as far as the book goes, you can purchase that directly on lowbudgetrockstar.net. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All of my records are available on iTunes. I came out with three records in 2012. Gratitude is the most recent. Dragon Breath was released in February, and that's from 1968, originally recorded in 2006, and mastered in 2011, was released in January, as well as my first album, That Love New Dawn. So in addition to that, you know, you can listen to free MP3s on my website at reverbnation.com/ScottIdex. And, of course, tickets for the Opera House show are available at mcphersonoperahouse.org. And you can also contact the Opera House by looking up their phone number online. And thank you so much again for having me on the show. I really, really can't wait to see everybody in McPherson on the 26th at 7 p.m. Saturday night. And, it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience. So please bring your whole, all your family, all your friends, bring everybody out there, and let's celebrate what has been, one of the greatest years of my life in 2012 as an artist, together in McPherson. I thank you so much, Jim.
Definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today. Scott Ibex has been our guest. Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents as the show. And, Scott, we will talk to you soon, my friend. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.